Okay, the Rebbe, Ralph Amadeus, Ren Sachin, Sachin Ralph Amadeus. You date Amad Arab, you date Amad Beis. That's where we're over. Have you date? Beginning Amad Arab and Amad Beis. What we're holding that is, we had a question, if it's true that people can make mistakes, which is what we came out, people can make up to 3 hour mistakes, so why is it Eidus Shati Yochanan Zino? Why is it Eidus that you can make them into Zeman? Because if you start telling them, you start saying, you're with us at this time, they'll say, no, we made a mistake in the 3 hours. So, if Mara said, then Achalami is Eidus Shati Yochanan Zino, because you give a margin of error. He said that you were with us from the beginning of your margin of error to the end of the margin of error. So it's possible to do that.
Isn't it logical if you're saying the Eidus is good, acceptable, then that whole margin should be discernible or difficult?
Yeah, but we're saying that we saw Mishchila that people are saying that you have, the Eidim and the Zemer have to come along and say you were with us at this particular hour. And if so, there's a question, because these Eidim can always turn around and say, well, we made a mistake in an hour. So the answer is, when we say that Eidus Shah, because you need to be a mother then, it means that it has to be possible that Eidus Zayim will come and be mother then over the whole period and margin of error. Okay. So, that's where we're holding. You got till your base on the base, the very top in the Gemara. So we've reached where we need to get to in the Gemara. The Rashi that we stopped from, up to the Rashi. Up to Rashi, on your base, on the base, five lines, the first narrow line. Okay, the very first narrow line. I'll go wrong on that one. So, and the first word as well. So, there you are. V'chol hanach t'uso. Diyavina l'ohum. This period of time, which we grant the Eden, hani minu, L'atzulino or l'mitzurino miktala. That's referring to save them and to exempt them from being killed. Aval mikol mokrin mishav kishahuzim echol mehem. So it's a shot. Vibada. Let's go to that line. Mikol mokrin mishav from the time kishahuzim echol mehem. When one of the two Aden became Zenimim. For that hour and the hour after it, miyad dot loha edus. It is dot loha edus. So let's just speak this out and explain it why. Explain what Rashi is saying here now, but then we'll see inside. It's a bit complicated. We're saying that a person, one said the third hour, 3 hours, one said he saw on the third hour, one said he saw on the fifth hour. So now, what we say, in order to make them Zaymin, we had to say they were Zaymin from the very beginning of the day until Chatzos. And then they were both Zaymin. In actual fact, the minute, if we would say the Zaymin from the first hour until the fifth hour, that you were with us from the first hour to the fifth hour. At that moment, one of the Eidim would be a Zayman. The other one can still say I've got another hour, but one of the Eidim will be a Zayman. So if so, the Eidus is already chugged out, already before that. So let's see this again. Chalana t'usa de'avinanu, ani medhi, natsalinu or mitzirinu mektolo. That's to exempt them from tolo. Am mikol mokoim, mishra'o kishahuzim echomem. From the moment that one of them became Zaymin, that hour, obviously the Chayel, and the 1 hour afterwards, Miyad bot loho edus, v'afil lo yehuzam betorom tol shalafot. Even if he wasn't Muslim, the hour beforehand. Why? So if he only lay le Baal Gimel, if we say to the Baal Gimel, shlishis, urviz, v'chamishis, imono yito, you were with us for the third, fourth, fifth hour, which was the old Tosa Mardin era, for Hutzach Leima, therefore he would have to say, Vishmiyahoya, Elo Shetaisi, Now he would have to say that it really was the hour earlier, but I made a mistake. Now the Eidus is now not compatible. If the story actually happened in the second hour, there's only one Eid. Why? His friend said it happened in the fifth hour. And between the second and the fifth hour, lo ito. It means like this. What would be if the Eidim come along and the Eidim say that it happened on the second hour, one said it happened on the third hour, the other one said it happened on the fifth hour, right? So now we say, sorry, you were with us in the third, fourth, and fifth hour, so it can't be. So what's he going to answer back? No, I'm not an Eidim. Why am I not an Eidim? Because it happened earlier. And the minute he says it happened earlier, so then you obviously were not saying it together with the guy who said it happened in the fifth hour. Because the guy who said the fifth hour can't make that mistake of saying that it happened in the second hour, right? Why? Because it's not compatible. So the minute he moves it earlier to the second hour, that's the end of the Eidus. The Eidus is bottom. The Eidus is bottom and everything's good. So watch how she's saying, we'll see it again inside. But we said that we give each aid a two hour margin of error, 3 hour margin of error. That's what we said. Each aid gives a 3 hour margin of error. Contribute a 3 hour margin of error. Now, that means not 3 hour margin of error The 3 hour margin of error is to say that this aid has got a right to save himself. If an aid label would come and say, sorry, you're with me in the third hour, say, no, I was with you in the fourth, I was in the fifth. I was with you also in the second, the story happened in the fourth, the story happened in the fifth, the story might happen in the second hour, might have happened in the first hour. You can't catch me out because you think I was with you then. It's true, I was with you then, but the story happened at a different time. So this margin of error we give him is there to save the Eidzim. The Eidzim can't get killed. That's the Rashi. If the Eidzim would come along and say, but you were with us for some of that margin of error, then it could very well be that we won't be able to kill the Eidzim, but the Eidzim would be bottled. Now how would you have that? How would you have the Eidzim be bottled? If the Eidzim would say, you're with us in the third hour, the fourth hour, and the fifth hour. Now, he can't play along and say, you're right, it's in the third hour, but I really meant the fourth and fifth, because you were with us then as well. Right? So, what must he say? You're right, that I was with you in the third, but the story happened in the second hour. The minute you say that, then the whole Eidus that they were trying to say, the original two Eidus were trying to say, has gone out the window. Because you said you saw him in the second hour, but that guy said he saw him in the fifth hour. And from 2 to 5 is too far apart. Right? So you have 5, 4, 3. And 2 hours is too far apart, right? So that's what Rashi is saying. Let's see that inside, because the word's a bit funny. But then there's a chiddush that comes out of Rashi. Something which we mentioned yesterday in Shir and Shaila. And you tell me, they're adding from Rashi like I said yesterday. We'll see. Says Rashi, V'chol ha'alach t'usa di'avina lehu. We're going back to the first narrow line. V'chol ha'alach t'usa di'avina lehu. All this margin of error that we give the Eidim. Hani mili la'atzulinu or mifturinu miktara. That is to save them from being killed. Because the Eidim Zayim would come along and say, you're with us in the third day. I say, no, it's not, because we have a margin of error.
The whole reason
Hashem
allowed for a period of time is
to try to this entire margin of error which we're giving you 2 hours before and then 2 hours afterwards, right? That whole range is for them to save themselves. But we can't give them the whole range to be Mekayim, right? Anu mele that's what the v'chol hanach. V'chol hanach, this entire range of margin of error, that's for them to be able to jump back and say, okay, this story happened, then this story happened, then this story happened, when this story happened, and how earlier that...
Sorry, you said 18, some of them come along, but the sort of original witnesses that being made, so...
The Mizamim, the 18 that are coming to make an intercession.
That's true.
Okay. This entire range of mistake that we give these Adim, that is only regarding saving them and exempting them from Mikhtana, from death. Abba Mikhtana Mokham and 10 places. He saw from the moment, Kishahuzam Echomem, where one of them made Tedrashi. Thank you. Mishal Kishahuzam Echomem, where one of them is Huzam, the Oitzah Levada, Ubisharachel, if that one is Muzam, for the time that he said, and the time afterwards, Miyad Bodlo Aedus, the Aedus is Bod. He's saying a time, he's a third hour, and he means, and the time after that, fourth hour. He's going to say that, 1 second. Even if they were not huzam on the Torah of Uswa, it means that the step two did not manage to catch out the step one on the hour beforehand. That means he couldn't say Imon or Yisem then. He wasn't. So ha, because why is the Eidus bottle? So ha, ki amole le bal gimel. When you say to the bal gimel, that shlishis uvid v'chamishis imon oito, you are with us on the third, fourth, and fifth hour. V'chuzuch loima, and then we would have to say, v'shniyahoya, I was in the second hour. Eloshes oito, I made a mistake. I thought the third hour was really the second hour, the second hour was really the third hour, but it really was the second hour. Hari Nechaka, it is on, the eight is now, not compatible. Shein b'shniyah hoya maitha, because the story happened in the shniyah, ein kan elo eidechot. There's only one eight. So chavei oma b'chomish, his friend said that in the fifth hour. Okay, shniyah la chamishit lo yitzol. Between the second and the fifth hour, they don't make mistakes. Yeah? Mistakes. So, think of Rashi says a chiddush, which is what we were trying to speak about yesterday. But what would be in a case that even Zayin come along and say you're with us from the third to the fifth hour, right? So in that case, that's what this Rashi is saying. Yeah? The neighbors is gone. Why David is gone? Because the fifth hour passed on to the fifth hour and one is to the third hour. Clearly couldn't have seen it in the second hour, of course couldn't have seen it in the sixth hour. So made up, David is gone.
Why would they do it to the second hour?
Because from five to four to three, right? They can't get the second hour.
So you can't kill the guy.
You can't kill the guy.
You can't kill the guy.
You can't kill the Nidoran.
You can't kill the Nidoran. Why can't you kill the Nidoran?
Because they got my name.
Because you've only got one eight.
Right.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. You can't kill the Nidin. You can't kill the accused guy. Why? Because the Aegis isn't compatible. Mm-hmm. But had it been compatible, and it would have just been able to say we made that mistake, then we would have been able to kill the Nidin. Right? And that we know, as the Mishnah says, once is five, once is three. Think about even doing them coming. Once is five, once is three. We would then kill the eight because we say the five and three made that mistake. So what would be if Aidan Zayman come along and say that you were with us from hour one to hour four? Hour one to hour four. So would we kill any of the Aidans of the original Aidan, and would we kill the accused?
You never
talk
originally.
Why? So one to four. One to four. That's very good. You went up from hour one to hour four.
One
original
eight is
five. One original eight is three.
So the
eight
from one
is just
five to get
out of it. One is just five
to get out of it. Right. So they won't be killed if they don't own them. But their testimony would still stand because it's still compatible. But, like what I was saying yesterday, why not give also the Abel-Zomans their...
Okay, what about you thinking? What does Rashi think?
Rashi thinks he can do that...
Would he kill the Jews?
Perhaps, yes. Because the one reason why according to Rashi they can't kill the Jews is because they're not compatible.
Huh?
Now you've got them compatible.
Rashi's saying here, the only reason why we never kill the Jews is because the Aedis is muscle, because if you saw in the second hour, then there's no true Aedim. There's much that I can put the true Aedim as saying the truth. And you can't catch us out because we make mistakes. Right? Then later we should be able to kill the Jews. If true Aedim come along and say we saw the story on the third hour, true Aedim say they saw on the third hour. And long come Aedim then say, Mono Ethan, the Mokum Brenny, you were with us in the third hour. So we say, answer, okay, you're right, it was the fourth hour. So they are saved, because they can say that we made a mistake. And more than that, we even kill their Jews. Because yeah. Rashi says, it's only when we get to two, only when the second set of Abraham said you're with us in the third, fourth, and fifth hour, which will therefore make the first Aid say it happened on the second hour, so Rashi, if you said it happened on the second hour, then now in Nechlecha Yidusom, because hour 5 and hour 3, hour 5 and hour 2 aren't compatible. But otherwise, they would be saved, and the angels would also be saved, would save. And if you would kill them, accused. Otherwise, what Rashi's saying here, they should know that once you get to they have to sort of say the second hour, now the Aedis is bottle. Now the Aedis is bottle. Anyway, we can't kill the accused because only maybe they made a mistake. So we say, no, we see from this Rashi, not like that. Don't fuck
kill. That's why Rashi was saying at the beginning, we only allow this time, this extension of time, just the purpose of saving their lives. But definitely the ages is muscle now. I think that's around.
Well, why does she have to say then that it's because of the second hour?
What?
Why does she have to say that once they catch them on the third, fourth, and fifth hour, then now it's finished?
The whole extension of time is all for the purpose of saving their lives. That's what it is. That's what it is because people make mistakes. You think, just this whole discussion that we're having right now, the extension of time, is just to get them off the hook, not for them not to be off. But the fact that they have a fear right now, they made a claim in court. Three, and these guys said, no, you were with us in three, surely you cannot kill the guy anymore. We need to make us question your testimony about Judah. We allow you an error, a margin of error. We allow you that we don't kill you, but surely you're not going to kill him now that you've made an error.
Rashi does not say that. Rashi says, since I call you out on the third, fourth, or fifth hour, it's no good. Why? Because now hour two and hour five are not compatible. So Rashi says, you have to know what Rashi
means.
Right. Then what is it? What's an afkimina whether it's Aedus or not? What's an afkimina if it's Aedus? Whether you can make a conviction. Whether you can make a conviction based on Aedus. Just here. Very important. Take yourself out from it. Just do it. Don't have it in there. It's very important. You can't learn otherwise the Rashi. You have to take yourself out the window. Well, keep yourself here. But take that part out and learn the Rashi. What is Rashi thing? Afterwards you can start making jokes. But what is Rashi thing? It's important at this point. It's that what is Rashi thing? Why does Rashi say that once you say third, fourth, and fifth, now it's no good, because if he says it's the second hour, second and five are no longer compatible. That's not a minute. Then it's not, there's no other Nachum Mina besides it. The Nachum Mina of Eidus is whether you can make the conviction. Nothing else.
Well, the extension of time is also related to Aiden and that's the whole discussion of Rashi. So you can't just say that Rashi
Shmuel's right. The fact that we have two Aiden, one thing said and one thing said, and the fact that we can make a conviction based on that, that's Mefush Mishnah. That's Mefush Mishnah, the Aiden is third down and the fifth hour. Then Rebbe Yehuda said it's kosher. Such an Aiden, then you would kill somebody based on that. But here, we're talking about another stage when Aiden Zaynim come along and they say, you were with us in the third, fourth, and fifth hour.
You can't say that that first line was only with the first line of Rashi where he said that to say the purpose of
the importance is the Chol Hanach. Chol Hanach Tzorusa, this entire period of time of Tzorus that we're giving.
Yeah.
That's only in order to save them. But the Eidus won't be Mekuyim during this entire period of Marjan Erev. As soon as we move on to the second hour, then the two Eidim can't be compatible.
You're supposed to aggregate them together.
We said before, and the Gemara said, you give them the Tzorus, Marjan Erev from the first hour until the sixth hour.
Right.
Give it a six-hour Mardom error. We say, no, that's a six-hour Mardom error. It's true that each aid has a right to, I mean, during this entire period, if we could pick on any of the time that the story actually happens, we would not be able to kill the aid. But the conviction also wouldn't be good, because during some of the time, because in the second hour, in the first hour, doesn't fit in with the fifth guy. And the sixth hour won't fit in with the third guy. Right. Right. Maybe that's not compatible.
Can I ask you about Shiloh?
You can ask it.
Okay. I want to just not come in. Is there a halacha that when two witnesses come, they finish their testimony, you know, a third or fourth witness can be set up for there if the time is finished with the testimony? A certain amount of time is finished. It's tomorrow, the next day. He cannot be
the part of the group. Yeah.
We have a situation right now where two agents walked in. One said five, one originally said three, and now changed it somehow. We allow him. We don't have to change the mind. We allow him.
Three means five, yeah.
Three means five or two in the
game. Three can mean
two. We don't question them again. We don't ask them again. We're automatically assuming to save their lives.
Mm-hmm.
That means it was destroyed their testimony, and nobody can now be stuck.
That means that these two people obviously were not seeing it together, they're obviously liars.
Now, if somebody else walked in with them at the same time.
Yeah.
This guy who said three. One said three, one said four, one said five. This guy said three, yeah. This guy became three. And this guy now automatically moved into two. So the one who said three and four, they're able to look kind of, only say no.
Yeah. Three and four is good.
You don't
need all three to be good. How do you need four? For Zaynit, it becomes Zaynit. Only four three becomes Zaynit. But success is all three successes.
I thought
they
came as
a,
what do they call the group?
They come as a Zaynit. I think you can ask the diamond at the show. It's a Gemara Makkos. The guy that even says, we come to Zayn, and he isn't asking Zayn, and actually Zayn will call on care. That's
right.
Yeah. Okay, so that's Rashi. That's an important Rashi for us. It's an important Rashi for us, and Chayyim is telling us what's going on here. Aiden giving Aiden, which could be true, and there's no reason to suspect that they're lying, because people make this mistake, we accept such a Eidus as a Kappa, we're willing to kill a Jew conviction and kill somebody based on it. Why? Because the Eidim are saying the truth. Now, if two other Eidim are coming and trying to make those original two Eidim into Zaymanim, we'll say, unless you can make them into Zaymanim, we're not going to listen to the second set. So as much as the first set can play around and say, we actually saw it happen later, and on that you weren't being Zedemah, we would accept the original Eidos, and we would kill the
Why do you say that Aiden Bergman also made an error of two? So when they said you were asked, what about those?
Yeah, that was Yeshua's question, yeah. Yeah, that's Yeshua's question.
The second set of witnesses, have they not actually nullified the Aiden's of one solution? But then you certainly can't say you were out of the picture because you would have been hard. I'm saying one of the two.
Right. If they said the Yehuda sort of says fourth fifth hour, then now we've knocked out the Aedis. We've knocked out the Aedis. We haven't managed to make it either than them. Because each one of them could say I was having someone else. But we knocked out the Aedis. That's what they managed to do. Right? That's what Rashi was saying.
So you wouldn't kill the accused?
So you wouldn't kill the accused in that case. In that case, yeah. But if they would say you're with us for the third and fourth hour, then you would. You would kill the accused. Right, that's a Rashi thing. Only when he said third, fourth, and fifth hour. Huh? He did. Rashi said it outright. He said, once he said third, fourth, fifth hour, then Hari Nechla Ka Iduson. Ah, okay. No, Rashi doesn't say that. No, no, because there is no other point of Aiden. There is nothing else in Aiden other than killing testimony. There's nothing else.
Have we?
Do you know anything else what Edom, type what Edom gives you? Apart from giving Aedus? No. It's a Yiddish thing called Edom. That means a son. That's got no shame. A son-in-law.
Why is it in plural?
Why is it in Edom? But Edom means Aedus, that you give testimony. A witness. The point of a witness is to give testimony. If his testimony still stands, we accept it. If it no longer stands, we can't. Aiden's layman coming to knock out the original Aiden's testimony, and they don't succeed, because they're only saying third and fourth hour, and the original Aiden say, but I was still actually meant the fifth hour, he could say that, and therefore we say that's what he meant. The Aiden is Kayim, it was accepted even to kill the guy that testified on. So that's what comes up for us. I see the taste of the video.
I
mean,
you would expect that if you say change, you get fired.
Yeah, but you might have thought that once you got another two agents testifying against them, yesterday, I didn't think it was possible. I was saying that yesterday. That's what I was saying. But see, now we see in Rashi the first. Okay, the Eidim Yoyim. Third place is the Eidim Yoyim. Second place is the Aleph. The second place is the middle place is the Eidim Yoyim. Tema. Third place is the Eidim Yoyim. A Tema generally means there's no answer, but here we have two answers to this question. It's a strong question, and you'd base them on the Aleph. The Eidim Yoyim. Tema. A strong question of Tema. Kivnu shekvar kivnu yoyim echad l'chodesh. Since you have a chalem, it's one day of the month. Lama l'mishaylinu be'ezi yoyim. Why ask which day it is? Halay afilu lo kivnu ezi yoyim. Even if they don't, even if they're not.
Even if they
don't then subsequently say which day of the week. They both say the same. They both answer accurately. Even if they don't answer accurately regarding on the day of the week, let's say they said it happened on the third of the month, and one said it was a Wednesday and one said it was a Thursday. Right? But they both said it was the third of the month. So it says, אפילו לא יקינו איזה יום, חבלי חוזר מגידים, וחוזר מגיד. Even if they would then not accurately say that which day of the week it was, so what? We'd have to accept the Aedus already, because they said accurately which date of the month it was. They both said the same. So the Aedus is valid. And if afterwards they now retract, and one says it was on the Wednesday, one says it was on a Thursday, there's a din, kim she'igit, shuvayna chayzer magid. So why should we ask what day of the week it was? We get to the Cheshbon. It's seven chakir, yeah? The first chakir is, the first question which we ask is, which period of the Shmita cycle, which Shmita cycle in the Yovel were you? And that's very critical. Because if you don't know which Shmita cycle, then even if all the other questions are answered, they can always say, well, we meant the other Shmita cycle. I can tell if this happened on Chafetz Elul, Chafetz Elul, in the Shmita cycle, or third year of the Shmita cycle. How can you say that? You were with us then. So no, you made a mistake. I meant the previous Shmita cycle, 7 years earlier. Happened in Chafetz Elul in the third year of the previous Shmita cycle. Okay, so it's very critical for us to know that one. Next one, what was the next one? Which year in this Shmita cycle? It's telling me which Shmita cycle it was. Now, which year in this Shmita cycle? So now it was in the third Shmita cycle, and the third year of the Shmita cycle. Now that's very important to know. Because if I don't know which year in the Shmita cycle, even if they tell us which date of the month it was, they can always say, well, actually happened the other year. Didn't catch that because it was the other year. So I need to know which year it was. So I now know it was the third year of the Shmita cycle and the third Shmita cycle as well. So, which date of the month, which month was it? It was the third month. Now that's also very important for us to know. Because if we don't know which month it was, even if we know which day in the month, they can always say, yeah, it wasn't the fifth of the month, but it wasn't what you think it was the fifth of Adar, it was the fifth of Nisan. So we need to know also which month it was. Now we have which Shmita cycle, which year in the Shmita cycle, which month it was, all these are important. Let me say, which day of the month? Now that's also very important to know. If you want to catch that, you have to know which day of the month. But the next one, which day of the week, seems completely not useful. Because once you know what day of the month it was, right, once you know what day of the month it is, then there's no enough commitment for us anymore what day of the week is. Look at the law, you'll see, it's day of the month, day of the week. So why do we need to know the day of the week? Oh, that's going to be one of the Shuddim Tzitzis, but another Tzitzis hasn't got that. Another question, if they both say the same day, why do we need to ask them now the day of the week? Why do we need to ask them every week? What are you going to say? Maybe we can catch them out. They'll say it wasn't the third of the month. And then they say it wasn't a Thursday. Well, the third of the month happens to be on a Monday, so we're going to catch you out. Or one of them might say it was a Thursday, one of them might say it was a Wednesday, so we'll call you out. Maybe that's the point of the chakir. Maybe that's the point of doing it, to try and catch them. So the state says, no, Jim Shaykh, Shalina Chizalagit. Once you've told us a date, and we've now been kibbeh, we know it wasn't a Wednesday, even if after you change your mind, you make it into a Thursday or Friday, we can't accept your second words, and your original words will be in kind. So we know what date of the month it was, we know what date of the week it was, because work it out. Whatever the date of the month was, that's the date of the week. So why is it necessary to have the day of the month, the day of the week? I mentioned in the shir that Rashi in Sanhedrin answers this very, very simply that people hearing the Jesus might connect more to the day of the week more than the date of the month. And so it's done that. So it's done asking, why are we doing this chakir? What's the point of the stand of this chakir? Yeah.
Is it possible that since we iterate
that
people can make
a
mistake regarding
Kodesh or Bez? Yeah, that's going to be the test of things. But let's say they're both in the same day for the month. Right?
They're saying the same day. But we don't know if they're in the same day.
Oh, very good. Okay, we'll see. We have to show you off. Good. End of thesis. You might have another part, but we'll see in the end of thesis. Okay, so that's the question. What's the point of this? The sixth criteria. No, the fifth criteria. What's the point of the fifth criteria? Why do I need to know about the date? I need to know the Shmita cycle, which year the Shmita cycle, which year, which month, which day of the month, all that I know. I don't know which hour. That's also obvious why I need to know all that. But the day is just a repetition of the date. So what's the point of that? To catch them out? To catch them out, there's a crowd. Kim Shagin, Shalina Khazamagin. Now once you've already said something, you can't change yourself up to say, well, to catch them out. Because, okay, scratch. Well, like the options doesn't count. accepted was the same. They both in the Chavis the same day, should be accepted. That's the cash of faces. Based on the Klal Kim Sheikh, Shemayna Chayz Magid, Vishleima says, Tayses, Kivan design Chakirs, Yalpina Mikro, he says, we learn from a Pasuk that you need to have seven Chakirs. We learn from a Pasuk that pay a great voice skin in Sanhedrin. Soyech, Shleyich, Cheshu, Zeze. We learn from there that they mustn't contradict each other, and they say, Achisha, it's Atzmon, and they mustn't contradict themselves. So, in the Panami, you're right, normally there's a Klal. But when it comes to the Chakiris, on that it doesn't apply. If they would contradict themselves, we would accept this contradiction, we'd knock out the Eidus. We'd say there is a contradiction here, we'd knock out the Eidus. So even though normally we do apply the rules, Kim Shigit, it's Shulin Achiz Magid, but not when it comes to the Chakiris. The Moedek is that, Rambam Paskins that when it comes to Chakiris, Kozman, they give Eidus, we don't apply the rule of Kim Shehigit, Shemin Achiz Magid. And the Moedek Machlekes and Achreinim, where the Tesis is Chalim. Some bring a Raya, that some of them derive from the Kasha on Tesis, now he's Chalik on the Rambam. Could you see it? He asked, what's the point of asking the next question? Well, the point of asking the next question is, catch them out. So you see the Tesis, and then Stephen says, no, you see the answer to Tesis on the Rambam. That's what we're saying, the answer to Tesis. What's the answer to Tesis? At least the first set of Tesis. The first set of Tesis is saying what he's saying. So yeah, when it comes to Chakiris indeed, we can catch them out. If they would say accurately the date of the month, but not say accurately the day of the week, that means they're contradicting themselves, we knock out the Eidus. So amazing. So they would all say, it happened on Chav Beis HaChodesh, first thing on Chav Beis HaChodesh, and the Chav Beis HaChodesh happened to be on a Monday. And then they said, that happened on a Wednesday, the Eidus is thrown out. Thrown out. Now, we've got another test of faces then. So this test of faces comes out, you're bumping enough for a minute. Yossi's already started it. It's Inami, another test. Why do we need to ask them the second question? Nafka minute. Le'echadim of a base of chodesh, le'echadim of a gimel. Could appreciate. And nafka minute, you know why we'd have to ask the second question? If one would say the second, one would say the third, then this next question would be very important. Because then, if they just say the same day of the week, then they would be accepting, that we would accept the Eidus. Because then we've been married, and one is the Eber and one not. They go to the second day of the Tesis, if indeed they both are Mechav and Ela Emet on the date of the month, they both said the same date of the month, we would have no point of asking the second question. The next question was only asked to clarify if they would have said, one said one day of date of the month and the next one for the next day, then we would ask the next question in order to clarify.
You have to ask the next question.
Why do we have to ask the next question?
Because just how we give an 11th, how we give an 11th of the second day of one day because of the Chodesh Rambam. They both said they happen on the 25th of the month. When somebody else comes in and join with them on that day, you would have the entire day.
So why don't
you say,
well, both of them
could say. I thought it was more better.
Both of them could say. Yeah. More than that. You have to ask him, what's the case of saying Nafkimina for the one to two, one to three? I've got much better Nafkimina. If two agents don't even come along this day, you say you would on the 25th of the month, on the 3rd of the month, not on the 3rd of the month, you said the story happened on the 3rd of the month, you were with us on the 3rd of the month. They could say, no, you're right. Happened on the 4th of the month. We made a mistake of the Ebafetish. Happened on the 4th of the month. And we'd be able to kill the accused based on this mistake. Right? And therefore we need to ask what day of the week in order that this shouldn't happen. Right? So why say the same that by two and three? Even by when they both say the same day. Even if they both say it both happened on the third of the month. It's possible why you need to now the next question. Because we want to make sure they won't be able to wheedle themselves out and say, hey, you know, it really happened on the next day, but we made a mistake in the Ivachis. That's why we need to know the day of the week. It shouldn't happen. That shouldn't happen. Why didn't they say that? In Sanhedrin, it says on this status, he brings the right in the status, there's two agents say a particular date. We don't say that we will not kill the accused by them claiming that we made this mistake. It's only when one says two and one says three. So the Aedus was on either two or three, then if they would say, or we would say, the person can make a mistake, or you can clarify by clarifying the week. If they both said the same date of the month, then there's no Aedus on the second date. There isn't any such Aedus on the second date. And therefore we would not kill the accused for the second date anyway. Right? Which is what you are finding out before.
To
the time, where you can say one aid committed a big mistake, but only three can't suppose they can make mistakes, and the one mistake, no, that's a wider master. You're thinking something else, you're saying that if both of them said on the same date,
yeah,
then we can't say both of them made a mistake. Yeah. Right? We're saying on that. Yeah. We can't say both of them made a mistake, and therefore, there's no point in asking the date of the week, the day of the month, the day of the week, so there's no point in asking the day of the week because
so
we can't say they both made the same mistake.
Yeah.
Can't say both they made the same mistake.
Why?
The place said before by the hours that we can't say they both made a mistake. And also the next place you've got to say the same. Yeah. It's a good point which you're saying. I still some people say by Ibn Khadish you can say. Maybe Ibn Khadesh is a shmig, either heard or he didn't hear it. So it could be both ends didn't hear it. At the time, it's looking at the clock, looking at the sun. So, to stay stressed that both of them made the same type of mistake in thinking that an hour later, we can't do that. And the date, the fact that they didn't hear, probably thousands of people didn't hear. It's not such a sign of that. Okay, so we'll see over this our parts again tomorrow. The mashal, if you want to see it, the mashal, but maybe I'll just print it out for us. No, maybe I'll print it tomorrow. We'll do it inside. Just something which I'd like to go to. So we have to, we're moving towards the end of the sugya. Obviously, we haven't even started the sugya because the real part of the sugya was to do with the Mishnah Sochim. But before we do the Mishnah Sochim, I'd like to do Chazar. So tomorrow, obviously, we're going to finish our thesis, but for those of us that have already done the thesis, prepared, then please start in Chazor from the Mishnah, from Tanan Hotam, the Gemara, and today it's one blast of Gemara, which we've been doing for the last week and a bit.